Heard about Anchor? It is the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your own phone or computer. Anchor will also distribute your podcast so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more podcast platforms. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started today.
So that's the reality we're living with, folks. It's all good. You guys can keep talking. I'm just while you're watching the draft with my family, I decided just to come in the living room just to record, to give my kind of sort of an instant reaction thoughts to Mac Jones going at 15. That's something part of me was prepared for, part of me wasn't. I'm still trying to process it. The fun thing I learned tonight is that actually Mac spelled backwards is Cam, so that's a fun fact. But no, I like the fact that, look, I'm just trying to process everything here. If they wanted to go up and get Fields, but they didn't want to give up a first, then yeah, that kind of is a bit of an issue. But you know what? He's not going to make those mistakes that we saw Cam make last year that costs you football games. I think his arm is better. We'll see. He comes from a great system in Alabama, obviously, and I've been critical of this, that Alabama quarterbacks are a little suspect in the And when they transition to the NFL, look at examples like Jay Coker, AJ McCarron, etc. Tua's a bit of the outlier. So far as Jalen Hurts, the one, two. Yeah, I said AJ McCarron and Coker. I'm blanking on the other ones. Oh, Greg McElroy. I see him right there. Mac Jones. You know what? I'm going to root for the guy. I'm not going to be out here, though, saying like he's going to be winning the Super Bowls or anything like that. You know, I'm not going to come out here and say, hey, MVP right off the bat. No, but you know what? He may take 2 to 3 years to develop. Like, look at Josh Allen. Josh Allen took a few years to develop. I'm just trying to look at it as I look at my half glass water, actually, just to kind of say, like, look, I'm always the guy to take the half glass half full approach. I'm always that guy. Now, what this says for the Pats going forward, I don't know. Look, Cam could start. Matt could start. Maybe they split reps. Maybe do some there's different offensively schemed quarterbacks. The football team just put in their pick, so I'm going to be live reacting to that as well. I don't know how long I'll be talking for. This is a very impromptu episode, episode 85, actually, YWC Football Talk. Mac Jones drafted by New England live reaction. Well, I'll see what the football team does. Pick number 19. Awkward silence. Okay, that's high for Jameen Davis. I like the pick. I'm still shocked JOK is on the board, which if he falls to the 20s, you know what? I would have preferred Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah in the spot. I did have him going, but you know what? That's not why I'm here. I'm here for Mac. Look, for now, I'm not gonna jump into it. Like I said, I'm not going to jump in and say, you know what, he's the next big thing. He's going to come in. He's going to be MVP and do this. All quarterbacks take time to develop. All quarterbacks, you know what, though? It's a Bill Belichick guy. Bill Belichick can run that offensive scheme with Tom Brady. You know, the short yard passes. You're not looking for those excitement bombs. A lot of yak. That's why they got Aguilar and Bourne for speed. I'm very interested to see what we do with our offensive weapons. I'm also very intrigued to see what we do tomorrow in the draft as a whole. With everything that we have going on, like, for example, what we do at 46, I still think we're going to try to fill the gap between 46 and 96. There's no way that we're going to let 50 picks go in between that with players. We can still add more receivers, like Amon-Ra St. Brown. My other dream pick would be to get Asante Samuel Jr. Obviously, his father played for the Patriots. But as for Mac, look, I want to keep it short and sweet. I don't want to go for that too long. I'm going to try to go on, though, but here's the thing. He's a national champion. His game in front of a great O-line, he has potential. New England's got a very solid offensive line. So if you give him time, if you give him protection in the pocket, it can work. But you know what? The more I've been called out for being overly confident or overly optimistic, look, I want to be realistic with you guys. That's all I got to do. And here's the other thing. I know, I'm like all over the place right now. Still trying to process it. First time we dropped a quarterback in the first round since 1993. Guess who was born in 1993? That was me. But look, I'm not going to come on here and sulk. I can't do that. I'm going to come on here, just send my hand, just say, Mac, welcome. Just do a imaginary handshakes. I'll probably never get the chance to talk to the guy or meet the guy. But who knows? Fate has a weird way of working, as the New York Giants are on the clock now after that trade. Bad fuck the Bears. Look, I've said it a bunch of times. I've gone on. I've rambled. I've done my thing here on episode 85 of YWC Football Talk. But Mac Jones is a goddamn New England Patriot. He's going to wear number 10. Last, I don't remember who wore 10 last. It was Demir Bird. So they wore 10. I don't think there's going to be pressure on him to start out of camp. I think, you know what, I think it is Cam's job to lose still. But you know what? If Mac Jones comes in and razzles and dazzles and impresses, he can start week one. It's as simple as that. Yeah. I want to see how long. Actually, I'm going to look something up right now. See how long my Cam episode was, because I know that was a very short one, too. I love looking at all the times, and it's just like an hour. And that one was, I have lost it completely. Oh, 8 minutes. So, yeah, that one is an 8-minute episode. But all I'm going to say is, look, walk up. I'm all over the fucking place right now. I'm not looking good. I'm a hot mess. I have to watch the film. I've seen some games. I haven't seen it all. I have to go look at certain progressions and stuff, see how he moves. But from what I've seen from the National Championship, the Rose Bowl, and other Alabama games over the last year or so, I have faith. I have faith that he can be good. But like any good quarterback, we'll see what happens. I'm going to give it a B+. Like, you know what? Fields was my guy, but at the end of the day, look, hey, we got a quarterback. We got a quarterback. I know, like, I've been ramping all over the place and stuff like that, but I just wanted to come on here and give my quick thoughts. I'm going to be on tomorrow more, probably to give a more proper reaction, and also to, like, live react as the second and third rounds are going on. And then on Tuesday, May 4th, Ryan Spagnoli and I will be here to cover everything about the Patriots draft and even other draft picks, too, and stuff like that. But you know what? Also, too, I do apologize if you, like I said, watching with my family, so a lot of background noise going on. But anyway, guys, I'm just going to leave it short and sweet, just a nice little 6-minute episode giving my thoughts on reacting to Mac Jones joining the New England Patriots. Like I said, at the end of the day, I got to learn to like it. I'm not going to be the kind of guy to come on here and blast a draft pick. No, I'm not Mel Kiper in 1994 blasting the Colts GM, I'm forgetting his name. But you know what? I'm going to be positive about him. I'm going to be optimistic about him. I'm not going to go in hating the guy, because why? He's on my team. I'll hate someone if they do something really bad. But for now, Mac's done nothing. He's worked his ass off. He's in the NFL. He is here. And he's one of our quarterbacks now. We have Cam. We have Stidham. Now we have Mac. Two Auburn quarterbacks and an Alabama quarterback. Iron Bowl week is going to be fun in Foxborough. But anyway, guys, thanks for listening to episode 85 of YWC Football Talk. And for one more time, Mac, welcome to New England, buddy. Look forward to seeing you on the field this fall and OTAs, minicamp, whatever. But got some homework to do on Mac Jones now. See you guys later. Enjoy the rest of the draft. If you're listening to this while the draft's going on. But if not, hope you enjoyed round one. Good night.
Hi, I'm Logan Anderson, host of the Say the Damn Score podcast. On my show, I deep dive into the sports broadcasting business by, you guessed it, talking to sportscasters. The show has featured big names like Bob Costas, Kenny Albert, and Vern Lundquist, as well as many up-and-coming broadcasters who you may not know yet, but you will know soon. Whether you're looking for professional development as a sportscaster, different career paths, or if you just want to be entertained by hearing some of the best storytellers in the world tell their own stories, this podcast is for you. You can subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms, or you can visit our website, SayTheDamnScore.com.
Do, Did, Will, the Story of People podcast is now available on the Crier Media Network. The first 5 episodes are here and feature some incredible guests that fit into one or all 3 of those categories. Ready? Tara Sloan from the San Jose Sharks, Undercurrent podcast at NBC Sports. Marianne Iveson from Iveson Voice and the Let's Take This Outside podcast to talk about the world of outdoors as well as voiceover land. Ariana Hunsicker, future Canadian Paralympic swimmer, already winning tons of awards for this country. Scott McGregor from the Hot Wallet podcast to dumb down the world of crypto, Bitcoin, and NFTs so you don't have to. and Jackie Holowaty from Climate Pledge Arena in Seattle, Washington, the first net zero carbon certified arena on the planet. Wherever you get your pods, wherever you watch your pods, and on the Crier Media Network.